talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct and second hour on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The lines are live. We're going to go to the lines. First, we're going to start with Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee. Representative Ortiz-Velez is a leader, really, in the Assembly, certainly in the Milwaukee delegation, very well regarded. She's also a member of the Milwaukee County Board, leader on that, too. She's taken a special leadership roles on redistricting, ensuring that there are fair maps and that there are maps that are compliant with the Voting Rights Act, and also on marijuana reform. So welcome, Representative Ortiz-Velez.
Good morning, Matt, and good morning, Wisconsin. I'm happy to be here today to share some great news.
Okay, good. Yeah, I want to talk to you about two issues, Sylvia. One of them is on fair maps. Governor Evers vetoed what I will call the the crooked gerrymander 2.0 from the Republicans. You know, that was just a non-starter. And then there's discussion with the Democratic Party, and you were instrumental, I think, in helping the Democratic Party fashion maps that are compliant with the Voting Rights Act. Could you tell us a little of the history of that, please?
Well, let me start by saying, as of course you know, I stand with minority-majority districts, so Black and brown communities can keep their ability to elect candidates of our own choice. And Matt, it's vital that all plans look at the totality of the circumstances, including voting behavior. And for the Latino community, they must use citizen voting age population. So I'll just start by saying that with the Republican maps, we know they're not fair to everyone in our state. We know that in Madison, that in the House, we're equals. You know, one man or woman, one vote. And we know that all the people we serve, they deserve to be equal too. We know that party gerrymandering is wrong. And it does not make us equals. The Republican maps are seriously gerrymandered. In addition, there are multiple violations of the Voting Rights Act, cracking, packing, and dilution. Voss said himself that that race was never considered on the record in making of the maps twice. Senator Lena Taylor and I both gave public testimony describing some of the challenges that the Republican maps face when it comes to the vote dilution in the Voting Rights Act. So I'm glad that we were able to do that so we could preserve those arguments. It only behooved them to have taken corrective action since there was a significant lack of responsiveness on their part. I mean, that's problematic for them. And so I also want to say that I am very proud of many of my fellow Democrats, both in the legislature and in the Senate, including leadership. I mean, I want everyone to know that on Monday, November 8th, both the House Democrats and the Senate Democrats entered a map into the record in the Senate. Let me start by saying, Matt, that no map is perfect, but it does matter.
Yeah, but that map is a good map, as I understand it. And you were kind of instrumental in working with everybody to get that. So just give us a short version of what it accomplishes.
Absolutely. That's the most important thing. I want to say there can be improvements made to make minority-majority districts a little stronger. The Democrats did the best we could with the time we had. The Democrat map gives a 51-48 split, with the Republican having a slight advantage. The map embodies, Matt, the ideals of the most noblest intentions, a map that embodies the idea of equality for everyone. And it proves there is a way to get partisan fairness. And we know that the people of our state deserve that. And everyone in our state
is compliant with the Voting Rights Act, as I understand it, Sylvia?
It's overall, it could be improved. The districts could be made stronger. But I would say overall, it accomplishes that it embodies all of that. And so we know, you know, finally, I want to say, many times you'll hear Republicans say that we can't do better with the partisanship because of where people live in the state. Well, the Democrats map proves that's not true. And it proves that you can do that without violating the VRA. So it proves many things. And it is the map that the people in our state in that kind of ideal deserve.
Okay, that sounds good.
We all deserve to be equals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of that. Proud that the Democrats were able to put that forward, and it's in the record. My hope is that it is considered. I know that there's time to improve maps even by plaintiffs. So I know the Senate Democrats happen to be a plaintiff, and there's other plaintiffs. So I just want everyone to know that.
I congratulate you, I know, on your leadership and others, of course, on in getting non-gerrymandered maps, maps that are fair and compliant with the Voting Rights Act, so that people in it's not just Milwaukee, it's Racine County and it's elsewhere, people of color who are protected by the minorities, by the Voting Rights Act, are fully protected. Sylvia, now I want to talk to you about your leadership on marijuana reform. And Luke, there's a gentleman named Eric Marsh, who's a marijuana reform advocate. I don't know if it's possible to link him in, and then we can have a three-way conversation. But
that would be great.
As Luke is doing,
I gave him the number to call in. Yeah.
We're fine.
To start off.
So, Sylvia,
I wanted to start anyway. So,
you were instrumental in introducing a bill on marijuana reform. And give us a kind of a short version of what you did, because as I understand it, you were able to get marijuana possession decriminalized. And that is such an overdue achievement, it isn't even funny. So, give us the nickel version of what you did.
Well, I and Eric Marsh and many others. We worked for months under Chapter 59 in Wisconsin, that allows counties and municipalities to regulate up to 25 grams in lieu of a criminal charge. And so we chose in Milwaukee County to charge $1 plus car costs up to 25 grams. And Matt, first I wanted to go into that part a little bit later, but I wanted to mention first thing about why it's important to decrim. I wanted to talk about that just for a second. We know that even if Wisconsin had a medical marijuana program, which we don't, we know there's still a need to decriminalize marijuana in our state, because it has to happen, because we know that many people in our state don't have health insurance and they can't afford to pay a doctor to write a prescription. And we also know that many of our veterans won't see a doctor, and we shouldn't be criminalizing people trying to get access to their medicine. And also, if there's a way to make this bill better, I want to say that I would be happy to see that happen. And I believe in full legalization. Second of all, I wanted just to clarify something that's also important to note. Currently in Wisconsin, again, as I mentioned, Chapter 59 only allows counties to regulate up to 25 grams. And that's important that I mention that, because many times people are getting criminally charged from 25.1 grams to 28 grams. And we know that most people do get a discount when they buy in 28 grams, which is like an ounce. So this bill moves the local authority power to regulate up to 28 grams. And it's interesting to note that there are only 7 to 9 counties out of like 72 counties that actually choose to exercise the statute. The rest of our counties in the state, you will face a criminal charge for any amount under 25 grams currently.
Wow.
So I wanted to mention that, because at the current local level, that ties into the work we did in Milwaukee County.
Yeah, let me jump in here, Sylvia. As I understand what you did, which is terrific, is unfortunately there's not an appetite in the Republican Party who run the legislature to totally legalize it. But what you have accomplished, which I think is extraordinary, is that up to 28 grams, counties are going to have to somehow impose some kind of a small fine at the most. And it doesn't get criminalized till after 28 grams, which is quite a few. And you yourself would like to see it totally, totally legalized. But as long as you have an obstructive Republican assembly in there, what you've accomplished is that for the vast majority of people with possession up to an ounce, they're not going to face a criminal conviction. And I think that's a tremendous achievement. Can we get Eric Marsh in here? Sylvia, why don't you introduce Eric?
Okay. Well, everyone, on the phone is Eric Marsh. He's been responsible for many things across our state that have been dealt in this matter. He was very instrumental in the 2018 when we had a ballot referendum on more than half our state. He was very instrumental in making that happen. and he's been working very hard all across our state on this issue.
Thank you very much. So, Eric, tell us, because you're an expert on this, and I want to compliment, obviously, Representative Ortiz-Velez, but you also for the work, which I think will, in effect, decriminalize the vast majority of these possession cases in something like 60-some-odd counties. Eric, give me your reaction to this, and then we're going to go to a break. I'm going to ask you both to hang on. Do not hang up, and we'll get back to you after the break. So, Eric, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think this is a great bill that's been, like you said, very long overdue, because based on some numbers from D.A. Chisholm's office, the Milwaukee County D.A., we can see that there's over 4,000 people every year that are still getting criminal convictions in Wisconsin, just for simple marijuana possession, not including people selling. And so we know that places like Milwaukee and Madison don't really have too much of a problem with this, but, you know, if you're a Milwaukee resident, a Madison resident, and you go up north, you visit family in Green Bay or something, a lot of the places along the way and a lot of the places you might be visiting still do have very punitive laws around marijuana. And so what this will do is it'll make sure that across the state, as long as you have less than 20 or as long as you have less than 14 grams on you, you are looking at, you know, just a $100 fine. And it also allows municipalities to put a fine in for 14 to 28 grams. And so as a lot of municipalities have already been proactive, like municipalities and counties have already been proactive in decriminalizing up to 25 grams, like Sylvia mentioned before, now these same municipalities will be able to decriminalize up to 28 grams, which will make it like basically a full ounce, which is a very common amount for people to possess and purchase for personal use. And so, like, this definitely improves the decriminalization situation. And like Sylvia was saying, a second offense in Wisconsin is still a felony. So if you get busted with 1 gram upstate, you can get a misdemeanor conviction. Well, even when you go back to Madison, the way the state law is written, Madison can only decriminalize for people who don't already have a prior criminal conviction. So you can still be getting hit with felony charges in Madison or Milwaukee for any amount once you already have that first conviction from somewhere else in the state. And something else I want to point out is that even in these decriminalized areas like Milwaukee and Dane County, the only thing that's really keeping low criminal conviction rates is the good faith actions of the district attorneys who aren't bringing criminal charges. Because
Eric, we have to go to a break. Both you and Sylvia, do not hang up.
Okay.
Stay on the line, both of you. We're going to go to a quick break, and I'm going to get back to you both. I'm going to go back to you, Eric, and then finally end up with Sylvia. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.